First on the docket, we have a resolution brought to us by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, welcome. Would you describe your resolution, and we'll more than likely act on it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. It's a resolution that the Premier Assembly had brought to our attention. And really what it does, this resolution recognizes the role of the Khmer veterans in their supporting the U.S. forces in defending freedom and democracy in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam conflict. And that's pretty much what the resolution is all about, is just to say, hey, they haven't been officially given the recognition on the federal level, and this is a starting point for them. But they were the freedom fighters that were never talked about. We knew they were there. They were never given any kind of exposure whatsoever, and this is the first step, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, thank you, Senator Perry. Is there anyone else in the audience that wants to speak to this resolution? Sensing none, is there a motion that Senate File 2314 be recommended to pass?
I so move, Mr. Chair.
Motion by Limmer. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay, and the motion is recommended to pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Okay, moving on. Senate File 2357, Senator Scott Newman. Senator Newman is a veteran of experience at this committee.
Wouldn't go that far.
Welcome, Senator Newman.
Thank you,
this
Mr.
is
Chairman.
This is a late bill, so we'll be acting on it in that vein.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll give just a very, very brief overview of the bill. I will tell you that Senator Lorie is here. I would invite Senator Lorie to come to the table with me if he wishes. He is a co-author on this, and between the two of us, we're trying to get this bill to the floor at this point. Very, very briefly, this is the Health and Human Services Department bill. Article 1 deals with data practices and principally involves questions with whom and when investigative data and background data may be shared with investigators, regulatory boards, and programs operated by the commissioner. Article 2 involves licensing. And that deals with when new background studies are required and whether they are transferable across other programs. It adds a requirement involving probation officers notifying the commissioner of a conviction of a person that's affiliated with a program, and provides some notice requirements to disqualified subjects of background studies. Article 3 is the last article and deals with program integrity, and in this case is dealing with documentation of actual attendance for children involved with publicly funded child care cases, and is intended to address an issue of whether or not children are actually in attendance and public funding being used for that purpose. We have been with this bill, Mr. Chairman and members, in both the Judiciary Committee and Health and Human Services. I'm not aware of any other committee that wishes to see this bill, and at this point we are asking that it be sent to the floor. Currently in the House, I believe the bill is on the floor and wrapped up in another bill, and in this case, we were involved with data practices in particular and background studies, and that kind of bogged us down for a while and is the reason why we were late with it. And I would ask that, Mr. Kerber and the department have worked very hard on this bill to get it ready. Senator Lorie and I have been in cooperation with one another in getting the bill ready, and I would ask that the Rules Committee take the appropriate action and send this matter to the floor.
Okay. Any further testimony, Mr. From the agency or anyone else? Well, okay. No further. you I guess not. Okay, I thought we were going to have some further testimony.
Mr. Chair, I'm Jerry Kerber from the Department of Human Services, where the with the new Inspector General's office has been created, where I'm the head of it. And so I can really answer any questions about the bill if you have, but I think Senator Newman gave a nice summary of what it's about.
Members, any questions of the bill?
Oh, you need a motion?
Senator Metzen.
Yeah, I'll also move.
You would move, and I would just offer this motion. Senator Metzen, you need a motion to suspend Joint Rule 2.03 for Senate File 2357 for all further proceedings on the bill. That is your motion.
Yeah, I knew that. Yes.
I know that you had that one just like that. And so that being the motion offered by Senator Metzen, further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. And the motion's adopted. Thank you so much, Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And then moving on to Senate File 2304, Senator Bonoff. This is the Sunset Commission. Welcome, Senator Bonhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Explain your bill, or at least, and again, this is members is a late bill.
Right. So this bill reflects the work of the Sunset Commission. It is a late bill, and as you would remember, members, we passed the Sunset Commission law last session. We did not convene until late in 2011. It was actually after Thanksgiving. We were required to review 15 health licensing boards, 4 councils of color, 4 other commissions. We held 13 hearings with 30-some hours of formal commission meetings, and our recommendations were made in accordance with the statutory deadline of February 1st. The legislation implementing the commission's recommendations touch on a wide range of policies. In fact, after we had completed our work, we had to reopen our work because of some issues that had surfaced with regard to the Medical Health Licensing Board, an ongoing investigation by the Star Tribune. We reopened that work, changed our recommendations, delved much further than we had originally planned to do, and thus this bill before you in the form of the committee report from Judiciary is a work in progress, making sure that the Sunset Commission not only recommended whether or not these things ought to be going forward, but also making some pretty strong recommendations as to changes and modifications. Mr. Chair, there will be an occasion to come back here, unfortunately. Procedurally, as I understand it, we cannot add an amendment that we will need to bring before this Rules Committee. So I think you'll see me again.
Okay, well, we would look forward to that. Is that like, as Senator Michelle suggests, it's like having 2 sunsets in a day? And
right.
You know,
I like that.
So, Senator Roebling and Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I told Senator Bonoff that I thought that plan would work, if she added legislative members to the commission, that maybe she could do it here and she wouldn't have to come back. But it appears that doesn't work. I'm new to this committee as
Mr.
well.
Mr. Chair and so.
Senator
Roebling,
Bonhoff.
I had run it by Senator Senjum, and he thought it made sense as well. But as I understand it, it's Mr. Bodern who says that procedurally that can't work. So if Mr. Bodern would like to explain.
Mr. Bodern, you have to be the bad person now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill is before the committee under Joint Rule 2.03 because it's a late bill. What the committee has before it is the committee report from the Judiciary Committee and the decision on whether or not to allow that committee report to be adopted by the Senate. So if the committee were to open up the bill and amend it, you'd have the unusual situation of 2 committee reports being presented to the Senate at once. It is a more orderly process if the next committee can work on a bill that's been properly engrossed. Otherwise, it's a little less clear exactly what this committee is working on.
Thank you, Senator Mr. Bodern. I understood that clearly. Senator Roebling.
What if she did it on the floor? Does it get kicked back here anyway?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Roebling?
Yes.
I think that would be up to the discretion of the chair of the Rules Committee or anyone who wanted to move to send it to Rules after that amendment was adopted, if it were adopted by the Senate.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bonhoeff.
If it would make sense to the members, I could let you hear about what the amendment would have done so that you can decide whether or not you'd want to have it back. It's up to you.
Hypothetical.
It's it's suggested. We'll deal with that.
Okay.
Any further questions on
Chairman
the bill, Senator?
Just a point of clarification. I see, Senator Bonhoeff, you're extending the life of most of these agencies by 12 years, but the Council on Black Minnesotans only for 2 years. Is there a must be a reason for that.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Bonhoeff.
Senator Metzen, there is a reason, and actually you'll also find that we're doing the same with the Combative Sports Commission. The Council on Black Minnesotans had many financial irregularities, and actually while they were being reviewed, they had pretty much exploded as a commission. They had a lot of management upheaval. They had dissension among themselves, and so what we worked out with them in conversations while they were before us is that we would give them 2 more years to put their house in order, and they would essentially be on probation. There are actually legislators who are part of that commission, and they asked us to give them that time, and they vouched for how closely they would work with the Council on Black Minnesotans. And, in fact, that is why I wanted to put to mirror that process and put legislators on the Combative Sports Commission so we could have a similar path for that group where there were also some problems. So for the most part, the 12 years is because under the Sunset Commission law, boards, agencies, commissions, councils are to be reviewed in that cycle. And those were ones that we felt we weren't ready to just stamp and say, they're ready for a 12-year review cycle, but yet we also didn't think it was time to eliminate their functions. We saw value in their functions.
Okay. Chairman, I think that's a good explanation. You're giving them a chance to so-called clean up their act a little bit and then
yes.
Come back and maybe extend them
yep.
to the 24 like the other ones.
Right.
Good. Further discussions on the bill? If not, is there a motion to suspend joint rule 2.03 for Senate file 2304 for all further proceedings on the bill?
I will
Senator
make
Roebling.
That motion, Mr. Chair.
Roebling makes that motion. Is there discussion on that motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, and the motion is adopted. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
On off. And we may see you again. Okay, with that, the Committee on Rules and Administration does stand adjourned. And then for those that are on the subcommittee of committees, and that's Senjum, Fishbach, Michelle, Roebling, Bach, and Metzen, if you'd stay, we have one additional item of business that should be on the second
Bill
page
Bailey.
Of your
Where's Bill Bowie? He's not
form.
On
it has to do with appointments to the – and I would call members, I would call this meeting to order the Subcommittee on Committees, April 2nd.
See ya.
2012. One item on the agenda is the appointment to the Civil War Commemoration Task Force. There's two suggested appointees, one from the majority, Senator Daley, and one from minority, Senator Reinhart. Discussion on those, or is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd make a motion that the recommended appointments be adopted.
There's a motion that the recommended appointments be adopted. Discussion on that. If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay, and the motion is adopted. At this point, the committee is adjourned.
Bring the gavel. It's going quickly. Thank you.
He took it apart.
It's like, isn't it?